Ours to Protect. Brought to you by KCLR, the IBI, and funded by Commission Amman with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
I'm joined by Jeanette O'Brien, Climate Action Coordinator with Carlow County Council. Jeanette, very welcome along.
Hi, Eithne. Thanks a million for having me along today on It's Ours to Protect.
You're very welcome. I just wanted to have a chat with you about lots of different things, but to focus to begin with on the new e-bike scheme, which was launched recently in Carlow.
So we were delighted to launch our e-bike scheme, our shared mobility scheme here in Carlow Town 2 weeks ago. We have partnered with a company called Bolt, who are already have successful operations in our neighbouring counties of Kilkenny and in Wicklow. They're very much operational in Sligo, which is a similar demographic to our town, and it gives people the opportunity to travel around our town in a more sustainable manner at a really, really low cost, you know, which will also reduce our carbon footprint. So the bikes are only 18 cents a minute to hire. They travel up to about 25 miles an hour. They are in certain zones, I suppose, around the town. So what that means is if you go outside of the town, the electronic supported structure that's in it will stop, and it's like trying to cycle a tractor, let me tell you. There are 25 locations. They're geotagged, which means you'll see them around the town. People have seen them, little painted spaces with the e-bike symbol on them. So geotagged means that they're able to monitor where the bikes go, how fast they can go around the town. So we have certain areas like over around the park area in Carlow Town where your bike will automatically slow down. So it's very simple. What you do is you can download the Bolt app. So that'll actually show you where your nearest bike is, or you go up to a bike, you literally just scan in the code, the bike automatically unlocks, the electronic support system starts up then, and you hop on your bike and off you go. Now, when you're parking, so say, for example, you get off the train station and you need to go down to Setu. So you come out and you scan your bike, up you hop, down to Setu, you're down within 5 minutes, and you need to find a designated parking space, which is on your app or is highly visible again with the road markings. You hop off your bike, you press your finished journey, and that'll stop your charges then. But you have to make sure that you leave your bike in a geotagged location when you're finished and you finish the journey, or you will be charged extra. The other safety mechanisms involved in it are, people have asked me about, you know, what about people at night time and they have the few drinks and they think it's a bit of crack? Well, at night time, in the evening times, a safety mechanism kicks in. So you have to do a kind of a little test, coherency test, before you can use the bike. So, you know, it'll be something very, very simple, but still it just kind of, again, kind of ensuring public safety at night time. So literally you can go anywhere at the moment within the 25 locations. So you can go up around Setu, you can go from the train station up to Dr. Cullen Park, you know, there's one over at the fire station, up at Ascot Church, over to Great Cullen to the swimming pool, out to the Dolman Hotel. But as I said, the locations will be increasing over the next couple of weeks. At the moment, we're embedding the locations that are geotagged, ensuring that they work, and then we'll be expanding the locations out around the rest of the town.
Jeanette, with the launch of the two new Carlow Town bus routes as well, it's really making sustainable travel an option for people, isn't it?
You know, that's it. Like, we can ask people to leave their cars at home, you know, for climate action, for positive climate action, but we have to give people viable opportunities to navigate a busy space like our town. So you're dead right, you know, our new bus service and also the e-bikes. You also have the likes of, even for people coming into town, you have the likes of the Local Link. And people also often forget to go onto the Local Link website, say from the out satellite towns and say the likes of Tullow or Ballinabrana or Rathfilly, and see other ways that they can come into town without having to take the car. You know, when you think about it, coming into any town, and Carlow Town in particular, the congestion, you're sitting in traffic, you're paying for parking. All of the sustainable travel opportunities that are out there now are low or no cost, and also are giving you kind of ease of access and also ease of your mental state when you're trying to navigate your way around any town. You know, apart from the obvious environmental benefits, which is you reduce traffic congestion and you reduce CO2 emissions and improvement to air quality. So the air that we breathe in our town will get better if we can reduce the amount of cars that are clogging up our roads.
I was just going to ask you that. How important are schemes like this in the contribution to reducing emissions?
There was a study done here in Carlow Town, so we did a baseline emissions study. So that was looking at the different amount of CO2 emissions that are emitted in our town. So if you think about it, a tonne of carbon equates to around the same size of a standard three-bed semi. And in Carlow Town, there was over 44,000 tonnes of CO2 emissions generated in 2018, right? So that was, say, pre-COVID, which amounts for 41.3% 10% of the total greenhouse emissions in Carlow Town, and privately owned cars are responsible for 73.3% of this emission. So that's the science bit behind it. You know, but if you think about it, every one of those cars, whether they're driving or they're idling, and we spoke about idling before, are creating emissions, unnecessary emissions that we are breathing in or our children are breathing in. And we spoke about idling before and about, you know, running your car outside of the school and, you know, the fact that you're nice and warm in your car, but what are the people on the outside or the kids in the backseat of your car inhaling? And when you think about it, you know, over 1,400 deaths in Ireland are because of poor air quality. That's a frightening stat. So, you know, apart from the climate end of things, reduction of emissions, we have a moral obligation as well to make sure that our shared space is safe for everybody in our town and in our county.
Talk to me then, with all of that science in mind, about measuring the success of the scheme. Is there a time frame here for looking at how the scheme is impacting those emissions?
Okay, well, first of all, what's going to happen is, I suppose, in relation to the e-bikes, Bolt are monitoring the usage of all of those bikes. So we will get a report every month to say how many trips were taken, how many miles were cycled by the bikes, and we'll be able to kind of convert that into greenhouse gas emission reduction, CO2 emission reductions. And I suppose in the overall scheme of things, as a local authority under the Climate Act 21, we are mandated as a local authority to reduce our emissions by 51%. So we're going to, and that's where our draft climate action plan, which is out in public consultation at the moment, comes in. But the other end that we want to do is support our stakeholders to actually reduce their emissions. So your stakeholders are everybody within your community. So you're talking about your businesses, you're talking about your residents, your voluntary organisations. So, and a lot of other organisations are mandated as well to reduce. So agriculture have their mandate, you know, education have their mandate. But even on a moralistic thing, all of us are looking for ways to support positive climate action, because we now know the science has proven that climate change is real. You know, there's very little debate out there now around the fact of, you know, non-believers. And again, people say to you, you know, but the climate is always changing. And they're right. Science has proven that they're right. The problem is it's the rate that the change is happening. So we've an accelerated rate of climate, negative climate action, which we are all trying to mitigate again. So I suppose in terms of all of these different measures, so, you know, your buses or your using your e-cars and providing e-charging points eventually, we will have more e-charging points provided throughout the town as well. So it's looking at very simple ways that you can change your behaviour. You know, we're trying to give people the positive options, you know, and give people positive climate action options that they can take to make sure that they're doing their part to support the planet and support our town and support the changes that are needed going forward. Not just the mandated ones, but also the kind of the shared space moralistic options that we have to take as well.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Le Mans with a television licence fee and is a partnership between KCLR and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.